fifth parak, Mishnah Dalet. Now we're going to finish. This is still dealing with the halachas of davening, and this is now talking about a shliach tzibur, the person who is leading the davening. Ha'over lifnei ha'teva, the one who passes in front of the ark. That's how they refer to the person who's being the shot, the shliach tzibur. So lo ya'ane achar kohanim amen. He shouldn't answer after the kohanim. They give their brachas and the duchening. He shouldn't say amen. The shliach tzibur shouldn't say amen after their brachas. Mibnei ha'teruf, lest he gets. Tariff means be torn, literally, but meaning his yeah, that's right. His train of thought doesn't get torn asunder, and then he'll not know what's, you know, it happens. When you're saying something baal pen, you without a sitter, and then you get derailed, the whole thing can become a disaster. Ve'im ein sham kohen elohu, what's gonna be if there's no kohen except for him? We say lo yisa es kapav, he shouldn't even do the duchen. That literally the words mean lo yisa, he shouldn't lift up kapav, these are kapav, his hands. It's saying if the shliach tzibur is a kohen, he still should not go up to duchen, because he will get mixed up. It doesn't mean that the way it works is the shliach tzibur preemptively says the words and the kohanim then respond. It's actually machlokas. If I think it's a machlokas even till today, if he should say the first word or they should initiate with the first word. But either way, they respond. You know, he says yivrecha, yivrecha, and so on. So the point is, he shouldn't get up there to do the duchen. He should stay back. So he shouldn't go up, even if he's a Kohen. V'im havtachto shehu nose es kapav v'choz l'tfilah. So if he's certain that he will be able to do nesiyas kapayim and get back to his tefillah, then rashai, he's permitted. Now, nesiyas kapayim is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So we're not going to potter a person for no good reason. So here, if we say if he's certain that he won't lose train of thought, then he could do it. They make a diuk, by the way, over here, that it says, "Im ein sham kohen elahu." If he's the only kohen around, then he shouldn't do nesiyas kapayim, but he could if he's certain. That exemption or the dispensation that allows him to go up do nesiyas kapayim, if he's certain, is only if he's the only kohen. But if there are other kohanim, even if he's certain, he still shouldn't go up, because we say certain shmertin, mistakes happen. So the only time he's permitted to go is if he's certain, and he's the only person who'll do the dochen, do the birchas kohanim. Okay.